Good afternoon, and welcome back to today's show, which is a collaboration between KTOO and the Black Awareness Association of Juneau. Today, we have a panel of veterans who are joining us via Zoom. We have Ms. Latarsha McQueen of the United States Coast Guard, Mr. Ben Jack from the United States Army, and Mr. Malik Favors of the United States Air Force. In honor of, or in light of Veterans Day, I was reading an article. Actually, it was unrelated, but I happened to have been reading it while I was preparing for our interview today. And the man, it was actually about flying first class, and he said that he flies first class all the time. That's normal for him. Every flight he takes first class. But he happened to mention that the only time that he will not fly first class is if he sees someone on the flight who's a veteran, or if they're serving and they're in their uniform, or if they wear a hat that says, veteran or anything like that, he always gives them his seat. And so I was wondering, what's the nicest thing anyone has ever done, a civilian, to show their appreciation for your service?
I have gone to merchandisers who were really nice and have given me good breaks on prices, but I suppose that would be a thing that's normal now with ex-military or military people. Once again, I came up in a different time, the Vietnam era, and the country was in turmoil. As a matter of fact, with us, we were told to not travel in uniform,
Okay.
and for me, that was demonstrated when I got off a plane in San Francisco, and I was in uniform. I was in my Class A uniform, and it was terrible. Very, 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 it was a terrible experience. I was booed. I was called a baby killer. And I had not even gone to Vietnam. But I was called all kinds of names. So for me, not having that kind of behavior towards me was nice. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that's kind of the setting the bar a little low for us, but
installations, it seems to be sort of the norm. It's kind of expected. There's a lot of military around. You'll find that sometimes there's not as many restaurants that offer military discounts because there's so many. But what I tend to do is try to move away from, towards the latter part of my military career, I live maybe 30 to 45 minutes from the base just because I wanted a bit kind of like a wanted to exhale away from the base, didn't have to be so uptight, and not be there. But I didn't also notice that if I was in uniform, I got a bit more special treatment, So, I mean, sometimes it may have made me a bit uncomfortable because, like I said, I was moving out there because I wanted to sort of be separate from the base for a while since I work all day, all night sometimes at the base. But here in Florida, if you're a veteran, you get to put a V on your driver's license.
Okay.
So it's a bit toned down now where if I go into a restaurant and then or something and they want to see my ID and they see it and then they see the V, they recognize that. And it's a sense of pride. They recognize that, you were a veteran. They don't ask what branch was it in. You just say, well, thank you for your service. I don't get as many kudos as when I was in the military in uniform, active duty, as I did back then, but that's sort of nice, and it's in between Veterans Day. It's just any day of the week.
Yeah, thank you.
And I want to say ditto almost, like just the simple thing of saying thank you for your service.
Yeah.
And when I think the first time I heard it, I was like, what? What are you Okay, you're welcome. And I honestly didn't know how to respond, and I had to sort of think about it, and I had to flip it away from me and not thank you for your service, Latarsha. I had to look and say, oh wow, thank you for your service, Ben, and here's why. And like, for me to like think about the things that you've done for your country that make me able to, you know, walk around and do the things I do. And so for me, I really had to turn it around and internalize and sort of look at everybody else and the things that I'm thankful for them, from them, the fact that they have volunteered their time and, you know, people are overseas, people are here, they're at a desk, they're in a war zone, but they're all making sacrifices for our freedom. So I think that acknowledgement, thank you for your service. And for me, it's always an honor. I just say it's an honor. And that in itself just shows that I don't think it's a cliche. In the beginning, I was like, oh, ha-ha. But I think it's a big deal. And I really appreciate hearing that whenever I do.
Yeah. I would like to say ditto to that. I also find it very nice when people know that I'm a veteran, and they let me know that they appreciate my service. And I do the same thing. I'll ask them, well, are you a veteran? And if they are, I'll tell them, thank you for your service. It's a great thing. It makes you feel good.
Yeah. I'm so glad to know that, because I've often wanted to say it and didn't, because I thought, how many times do they hear this? And they probably don't think that it's genuine, and it probably does sound cliche. And so I'm happy to know that just something that simple, you know, and heartfelt, that it goes a long way, that it does resonate. It lands with you guys. So thank you.
Matters every time.
Thank you. Well, as we close out the show today, is there anything that you would like to say that we did not get a chance to talk about?
There are more than too many veterans that are taking their own lives today. Way too many. More than should be acceptable. Not one should be acceptable. However, there is an uptick. And whenever there is something that happens in our society that's sort of stressful, it seems to propel it a bit further. Just want to just kind of look out, you know, for veterans. There are some challenges that veterans have had being in war zones. They don't have the same experiences. They've seen different things, and it affects them, some people differently, some adversely. And it's really important to sometimes just speak to them and find out what's going on and help them maybe find help or get help.
Yeah. Thank you.
I just like to say, and I think we've sort of mentioned it in different ways, just again, the military is changing. And one of the things that we see is, you know, in some areas we're going full circle. Like you said, Ben, some of the things that you saw when you were in, you're starting to see now. But then at the same time, we're trying to do better. And so I just want to acknowledge that we're all in this together. I know we've heard that a lot over the past few months. We're all in it together. And I don't know, I think it's just an honor to be on the line with you guys.
Same here.
Thank you.
Yeah, here, here. Same here. I want to thank the two of you for your services. I also want to say that anytime a young person comes to me and they share with me that they're having problems deciding what they want to do the rest of their life, one of the things that I will let them know is that the military is not a bad way to go. The military does a lot for a person, despite some of the things that I've been through. It has served me well. And for those who are those young people who are looking for a way to go, I believe they might want to consider the military and look at what it may have to offer for them.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Well, it has been a wonderful conversation. I wish we could continue. I have about 20 more questions, but unfortunately, time doesn't allow for all of that. But I really appreciate the time that each of you has given us today. Sherry, did you have something you wanted to add? I'm sorry.
As we close, before you say your close, mm-hmm. I just wanted to thank our three veterans here, Latarsha, Malik, and Ben. And for those of you in Juneau who know me and know my story of how I got to Alaska, it's my brother Ben who is on the call today. It's his fault. So you got to go.
Thank you, Ben.
You're welcome.
And then, y'all, he left me here in Alaska, and I'm still here almost 50 years later. But I thank him for that because I just believe that nothing's by accident. And this was my destiny. Alaska was my destiny, and God just used him and his family to get me here. So thank you for that. And thank you, Malik, my nephew. This is a family thing today, guys. And and to Marcia, my friend, we met several years ago here in Juneau, in the Juneau community. We worked in Juneau together. And it's just been an honor to be with you guys. And we appreciate you. Thank you so much for your service and how you served and had the option to do something else, but chose to protect us as Americans. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yes, and on behalf of myself, thank you for your service. I appreciate you all. So that will conclude our show for today. And to our listeners, we always appreciate you joining us. And you can find resources and things, anything that we talk about on the show. We like to add just a short recap summary and resource links on our Facebook. You can find the Black Awareness Association of Juneau on Facebook by just searching Juneau BAA. Until next week, be well, and thank you again for joining us. Bye-bye.